Jesus, lead us from death to life, from falsehood to truth, from despair to hope.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Thank you. Julia Rossi with us. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. How are you today, Julia?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you for asking. Very polite. You were raised properly. I want to mention this because I keep forgetting. My buddy Elvis with the tattoo sleeve, the Keith and the Girl entire arm covered, has leukemia. People with leukemia aren't supposed to get ink. His doctor said
he should add that. Yeah. But I have leukemia. Why am I being tattooed?
He's tattooing, I have leukemia. He's writing this out.
Oh, I was kidding.
But leukemia doesn't have me. And the doctor's upset because you can't get inked if you have this kind of cancer. And he says, well, I'm going to say to the doctor, I shit on you. In fact, that's my next tattoo. And we were talking yesterday about Adam drawing two tattoos. And I noticed they're not on the site yet. They'll be up right away so you can see what Adam drew. He has the letter I, and he's a great artist. Daniel I'm talking about, of course. But Adam drew an I, has an asshole somehow, and it's shitting on the letter U. Another drawing he did is an actual eyeball with shit coming out of the pupil, shitting on the baby lamb, whatever an EWE is, whatever that kind of U is. So it's very clever. And we said, which tattoo should Elvis get first? Not even which one should he get. Which one should he get first?
Well, there's more room on his arm after that.
The pictures aren't up, but that didn't stop people from voting. It's 50-50.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I say I vote the first one, the letter I and the letter U.
That's I've seen the pictures, but yeah, I do too. But
I just feel like it's simpler to understand. But maybe he wants to have, you know, start conversations with people like, what does that mean? I mean, his whole arm is a what the hell does that mean? So maybe he has enough conversation on there.
Right.
You and know? Also that ew thing is it's
you think
pretentious.
It's
over.
Okay.
You heard it first from Julia Rossi.
It's over. But I keep forgetting this story about Elvis, I think. And some people know it. I know after the show I've talked into the mics and I've said it to my friends, but I don't think I said it here officially. Listen to this story. I met, sometime fucking around on the chat, I met Elvis's brother. And they shared this story that it wasn't that long ago at all. Elvis has an oxygen tank all the time. And he has, you know, that... The breathing thing going into his nose.
He has tubes in his nostrils that go to his oxygen tank that allow him to breathe. Not even help him breathe. Allow him to breathe.
Now, he could take it out if he wants. But, you know, he needs it, of course, to breathe. Well, as a joke, he didn't have it on for a minute. So his brother took the oxygen tank to the kitchen and filled it up with Sprite. And...
It's so not funny.
They both are laughing, telling me this story. I'm like, are you mad? Elvis, that's still going to bother you. Because he puts it, then he uses it like it's regular oxygen. Instead of spitting soda out your nose, you're breathing soda into your nose. And I'm like, you could almost die. He's like, yeah, that's John or whatever his name was. Yeah, no, he got me. Oh, I'll get him back. He could have killed you. Yeah.
No, I see. I feel
new tattoo, family first. I don't know.
I feel like there are follow-ups to that, like... Does he have another tank that he can just switch out? What does Sprite do to the tank? How do you go back to your doctor and go, oh, there's Sprite in my tank?
And you can't just pour. I'm not a doctor. This is just in, although it seems it. You can't just dump out Sprite.
You can't even just dump it out of a cup and not have some sort of residual whatever
right.
If you're filling up water.
Wait, you're not...
I'm not a doctor.
That exam was...
Nope. Sorry.
Well,
sorry. I didn't say anything, Julia.
Wasn't a doctor. Not licensed. Let me say that. Not licensed.
But you feel better now, don't you?
I wouldn't say better, but okay.
You felt good at the time.
Moving
okay.
on.
Fair
moving
enough.
On. Back to the
fair
Sprite.
Enough. So, yeah, you're going to have the carbonation still in that tank. And, yeah, do you say to your doctor, I need to change this out. Why, huh?
How do you run that by your insurance?
Right.
He needed a new tank.
Maybe,
why?
Maybe his doctor is Dr. Pepper. No. Oh, sorry.
I know that you're like, I shouldn't do it. And
oh,
I'm
but it
do
felt
it anyway.
That felt good.
Okay.
But that, for example, is an innocent joke. Her saying Dr. Pepper. Filling an oxygen tank with Sprite.
Right. Is murder.
It is murder.
It is murder.
It could be murder.
It's murder. It's that...
attempted murder.
April Fool's Day stuff that people take too far. Mm. Like, I tripped somebody down the steps. April Fool's. Like, I don't
or like when people throw things over the highway.
Right.
And cause car accidents.
That's the funny joke they do.
Oh.
Speaking
you're
of...
covering my face.
Moving the mic. Speaking of sabotage, I'm watching the latest Keith and the Girl TV video. Of course, as of now, it is Burger Off.
What's Burger Off?
It's a Burger Off that we had.
We invited all our friends to the house, and Keith was hungry, so we had a burger competition.
Wow, guess I am not your friend.
Later on, we had a Chili Off. I think up next, you're just in time for this. I'm going to be a judge for the Surf and Turf Off.
Burger Off.
More for Burger Off. So what? We have more videos coming. Hot dog eating contest, Chili Off, Mike the Intern's branding, Micah's stand-up, of course, done in this room. So anyway, I'm looking at the Burger Off, and I can't quit watching it. I love it. But I did catch this. There is Cole, who ends up winning the whole thing, is making some kind of breakfast burger. A sausage hamburger mixed together with egg, and she goes, you know what, not only they're gonna love this, but they're gonna love it even more if they're drunk. So Hemda, being a woman, their eggs start meshing together, you know, and Hemda says, I should get them to do shots then. And Cole says, yeah, do that. Keep in mind Hemda's my sous chef.
Right, but you specifically said we're not a team, and I did everything right. Oh, I did everything that you asked.
She was mad it was Keith's burger and not Hemda's burger or Keith and Hemda's burger. She was my sous chef.
I did everything you asked.
I'm Bam. We're not Bam. So anyway, yes, you sabotaged me. So you see her go into the bedroom where, or excuse me, go into living room where I'm talking to the judges, and she goes, Keith, is it shot time? Like, I don't know what the fuck time this is.
What time of day was this?
Shot time.
Oh, okay.
Afternoon.
I don't know, 5, 6.
But too late for a breakfast burger. I see your point. I see where you're going with it. So is it shot time? And I go, you know what? It happens to be shot time. Now, people would think, why wasn't this some kind of clue? Hemda does say, hey, let's do shots.
Because I don't drink. So why would I be the one to be like, hey, it's shot time? But even before you lived here, because Keith drinks, even before you lived here, I had a liquor cabinet. Mm-hmm. I had beer. I always had alcohol. And I know a party is, it's shot time, it's beer, it's whatever.
And Hemda will say, hey, give everybody shots.
Do you never ever drink?
Not never ever, but probably 20 times in my life, and I'm 33. I don't think that considered, right?
Well, it's only weird because it was once a year ever since she was 5 years old. So still, those once a years are a little weird. So I didn't think it was weird because she'll say shot time sometimes when she gets nervous that everybody's not being social enough. So everybody's yelling and hooping and hollering, but it did happen to be a moment where we're talking like normal adults. And I just thought maybe she got nervous. I'm like, everybody's fine, but okay, let's do some shots. I see the video sabotaging me. Then I found out she poisoned the lettuce.
What? I don't take anything back.
I know you don't.
I really think Cole won fair and square, my dear.
Uh-huh. That's why you... How come you didn't do the shot idea for me?
I would share feelings if I was there.
Right?
Share feelings now. We're welcoming of all feelings.
Well, I don't know what the burgers tasted like.
Oh, well, let me... You want me to describe Keith's burger?
Yeah, please.
Listen, her laughing at me. She was on the team.
Was your special... first of all, the breakfast one, did that win? That sounds disgusting.
It did win, and it was delicious. They were all honestly good. One is Mike the Intern's was...
The Inside Out Burger had scallions and mushrooms stuffed into
Swiss
a burger.
Swiss cheese stuffed inside.
This other one, this guy ground his own meat. He put some lamb
into
it.
And gouda and homemade mayo.
He made his own mayo.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's good. It sounds gross.
Do you like food at all?
I love burgers. That's why I'm salivating, and I'm mad that I wasn't there.
You would like my burger. It's simple.
What was on your burger?
Came frozen.
Okay.
And I put Emeril Lagasse. Some kind of something on it.
Uh-huh.
Worcestershire. And that's it.
Mm.
And then condiments from that the devil woman chopped up for us.
Tee-hee.
And served that up. But these guys beat me. I got last place.
Aw.
Well, I got bits for a partner.
Yeah, I eat a burger every Friday.
Every Friday?
I have Burger Fridays.
What's this? Is this keeping the weight down?
It's just fun.
It's Friday. It's right in time for Vomit Saturday.
Yeah.
What made you start that?
My boyfriend and I really like burgers, and it's usually our date night, so we get burgers.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't it adorable?
Do you make the burgers? Or you
No. We travel all across
You tried
New York.
Trying out different burgers?
Trying out different burgers.
What's the best spot in New York?
So far, I think Five Napkin on a 45th and 9th.
Five Napkin.
A free meal.
Keith will be there tomorrow.
Done. All right.
I heard of Five Napkin.
So good.
Do you, is it really, you need a lot of napkins?
Because you need many napkins to clean up. That's, yeah. I figured that out after my third time of going there. I was like, why is it called Five Napkin?
Wow.
It sounds like,
you hear that, boyfriend? You got a smart one.
It sounds like Five Napkin would have lost a lot of points on structure. That's all I'm saying.
Do you have a Chicken Finger Tuesday?
No.
No.
Not yet.
All right.
That's when you know it's serious.
Yeah.
Are we ready for Chicken Finger
asked.
Tuesday?
He hasn't asked for Chicken Finger Tuesday. Fingers crossed.
How long have you guys been dating?
A year.
That's something. What was your longest?
When she was married.
That doesn't count. I don't count the married ones. Hey, remember yesterday we were telling the story about, was it yesterday? Skank? The model being called a skank from an anonymous blogger. And I said, hey, I don't think people should be allowed to say things anonymously. I say put them to jail. I say murder.
Right.
Calling
of
this
model
put a skank
Sprite,
and a hoe.
Put Sprite in their thing.
I say put Sprite in their thing. Exactly. Well, they... Google didn't give up the name of the person, saying they're not able to, but did give out the email. And now, of course, newspapers can't give out the email fast enough, and I agree.
Oh, my God. The newspaper gave out the email?
Good.
I don't know this story.
Okay.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
Just to sum up, I don't think it is.
This blogger decided to write about a model. She's a skanky whore and she's skanky, she's a whore, she does whorish things, and now the model wants to sue that guy, but
it's
he's
not
anonymous on a blog.
It's not an ex or anything like that. It's just somebody, I guess, writing about skanky models. Or models, probably just hates women, not being able to date any of them.
Yeah, here's the thing about you guys. Can I say
about
you guys?
About men?
Yeah.
Sure.
Constantly calling girls whores.
Right.
And putting them down for putting out, but all you want is for them to put out. Julia and her partner talked about this in their show. I went to see their live show. Really awesome. Stripped Stories.
Entertainment
show.
Partner.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I'm not like Hemda.
Didn't know how gay I sounded. So they were talking about it, and she, what's your partner's name? I'm sorry.
Margot.
So Margot had a story about how she was on vacation, and she really was going to sleep with this guy, but she had to keep her numbers low. And the numbers low thing is something that every woman can relate to. I can't add another person to my number, which is why a lot of women end up sleeping with their ex or something, because at least it doesn't add a number to my thing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
Keith
is now running all his ex-girlfriends in his head, who would do that? Okay.
Right.
Who would know? Well, you're the only one that has never asked me how many men I slept with.
Just lie.
No, we don't want to lie. You want to be lied to?
Wait, so what happened with the
blogger? I'd rather you fuck people you were never into.
But the thing is I don't understand that whole, putting down and then wanting to sleep with.
Don't look at me.
We're not going to figure it out in the next 45 minutes.
Okay.
It's been going on for years and years.
No, you call women whores and she sleeps with too many women and blah, blah, blah. No?
She sleeps with too many women?
Do you ever do anything like that?
It's not called a whore. It's called a prize.
Too many men, I think.
No, I've never done that.
Oh, okay.
No, you have.
I've never felt funny with you about who I slept with.
I'll call and I'm into them, but I'll call a stripper a whore. They're whores.
They are whores, though.
But, no, I don't care.
So wait, why is this model a skank?
So this guy's just anonymous.
Well, we're going to find out when they go to court over it.
And just pick this woman saying she's a skank, a hoe, a bitch, and blah, blah, blah. And I think you should. I think you should go after this guy. Somehow. I don't
but
know what.
Why?
Because I don't. Because I hate anonymous.
I hate anonymous. Get some balls. Yes. If you're going to be a dick and say something
stand
rude.
Stand up for the words that you're saying.
So it's just the anonymity.
They're not going to put this guy in the electric chair, but they will go, hey. Here's the fucking guy's email address. We have his IP address. We'll figure out his name. Now you know his name. Good. Now his friends know his name. Good. His exes know his name. Good.
I don't think the newspaper should have had the right to print his email.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. In fact, I'll say it. Kamuyal, KAMOUYAL at yahoo.com.
Is that what it is? Really?
Yep. He's a filthy fuck bitch. Pussy. I'll fight you. I will fight you. Sight unseen. Take a look at me. KeithLandGirl.com. Take a look at me. See if you want to fight me. I'm in. You pussy coward bitch. Write a blog about me, pussy bitch. Son of a bitch.
What's his blog? Who reads his blog anyway?
His blog was. It's shut down now. It was
That's
called
the thing.
Skanks in NYC.
He's a whole blog.
He's
about
making
skanks
a list. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That he will never sleep with.
Right.
Right.
After. Oh, you know what? We called the show Skanks a Lot. And the newspaper says, skank you very much. So, we're professionals.
Oh, we're all
That's
clever.
Skanktastic.
After an 8-month court battle, Google yesterday handed over the email address of the anonymous blogger who smeared model Lekshukna Cohen as a skank. What Google didn't turn over was the blogger's names. Officials say they don't have it, but Cohen's lawyer said he is confident that with the email and IP address, they can figure out who it is. This just in, Jeremy figured it out.
I think it's funny because the newspaper, I could just see them all scrambling, like, get some nerd to get his name from this email, and they couldn't get it in time to print it, and somebody got fired over this or reprimanded or something.
But don't people write stuff about other people on the internet all the time? Why is this one such a big...
Eventually, you have to make a change, you know? Anybody's going to be big, and I like that it's finally happening.
How come Perez Hilton can not anonymously...
He doesn't bother me. I don't know. He doesn't bother me, though. Because he's not, because he is out there. He's not anonymous.
That's fair.
This person bothers me for different reasons, maybe even. Yeah, I don't like the gotcha. Saying gotcha. I'm lonely.
So then you're not really against people.
I love
being
District
able,
9.
You're not really against people being able to say things. You're against people staying anonymous.
Yes, exactly. Okay. I don't know how to make that a law. So get him for this. I don't know who it is yet, the lawyer's model. Until I do, I'll just keep calling the person the anonymous coward. Zing. He said the email address was not familiar to his client, who was the only person to be featured in the now... Oh, the only person to be featured. Excuse me. And the blog Skanks in NYC. So the blog's called
just about her.
Fucking Whores, and it's only her name.
Did he just start, or has he been bashing her for a while?
It's been going on for like 8 months, so it was a clever title.
He's so obsessed? Before suing him, I would ask for a restraining order.
Against an anonymous person?
Right.
Yeah, because he could be next to her all the time.
Please, whoever you are. I can't get your signature.
No, if somebody was talking about me like that for 8 months and I don't know who it is, I would start being paranoid because I'd start looking around everywhere I went. Yeah. Am I seeing the same person that I don't know?
Now, should it be a crime?
It's not a crime.
Should it be?
No, you should be able to maybe get in touch with that person. Okay, there have been people who slandered us, right? And then
I want them all dead.
There's
anonymously?
No, but then there was a person who put up some shit on his site that was me holding a dick and jizzing on my face and whatever. I shut down that guy's site. I should be able to do that. That's my face there, you know?
Right.
But had he written, I like jizz on my face, I wouldn't give a shit. I don't know why.
Because it's true. You just don't want people to see it.
Julia, you've been around for too long now.
No, it's okay. Most people do. But
it wouldn't bother you if it was anonymous.
The thing is if it was anonymous and I couldn't get to him, it would bother me. And yeah, I'd want to shut down the site, but now I can't get to him because I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I'm all in. You don't like it either.
My favorite
these
is
people
when
arrested.
When people like not that often, but once in a while, like a YouTube video or something, that someone might be like, yeah, hit that shit. You know, like something sexual, but it's anonymous.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So how are we going to hit that?
Yeah, how are we going to hit it if I don't know who you are?
Oh, my zeez. I start arresting these people. Pussies. I do mean it, though. I will fight this person. Richard Hatch, the first winner of the first Survivor.
He's the one that got arrested for
tax evasion, right. Yeah. Well, he says that's not why. That he somehow thought he'd get away with not paying taxes on his $1 million winnings.
Well, maybe he thought nobody knew.
You know, at the time, the biggest show of all time. possibly could be argued the reason we have all these reality shows now is because of Survivor. He didn't think people would look into him. He just kept it. And they don't just grab you and take you to jail. They give you several chances. They want your money. And they give you several chances. And he just kept saying no. They probably tried to take money from his bank. He's probably hiding the money under a mattress even.
That's the thing. If it was in his bank account, they would have just eventually taken it.
So he's saying that's not why I was arrested. I was arrested because I'm gay.
Come on.
After more than 3 years, he's the gay guy that was naked on the island all the time, you know?
You know what's weird? I forget that he's gay. I didn't even know to begin with, but I never saw the show. So it must have not been that big a deal.
After more than 3 years in federal prison, former
survivor.
You really got to. You're really sticking up for your rights. Like, I'm going to put you in jail for 3 years if you don't pay. I don't think I have to.
3 years?
Okay. And meanwhile, in legal fees, you're going to lose it all now. And still have to pay. After more than 3 years in federal prison, Survivor winner Richard Hatch thinks the reason he went and did time is because he's gay. Convicted of tax evasion in 2005 and sentenced to 4 years in jail after failing to file a tax return on his survival winnings, Hatch told the Today Show yesterday that he believes his legal troubles were due to
discrimination?
Thank you. Discrimination. It's ripped here in the paper. I know without question that there are personal issues involved for the prosecutor, he said yesterday in an interview from his Rhode Island home under house arrest.
Wow.
I don't know why, he says, but there's been great misconduct. My personal opinion, he discriminated against me, the judge. I do believe that. I don't think you or anyone else could deny that we, as homosexuals, face discrimination. So if you go, hey, come on, you're out of line, that's not true, he pulls the card, oh, so we're not discriminated against. Well, let me tell you a story about a guy that got dragged by a pickup truck. I guess you'd love to drag gays by pickup trucks.
So is he saying gays don't have to pay taxes?
He's saying gays should not have to pay taxes, yes. Huh.
So he's saying gays are not human beings in the U.S.?
Gays are not human beings right. in the U.S., and think about it. You know that's true. They don't have the same rights, so obviously I was put in jail because of that.
Why did it take him 3 years to come up with this cockamamie? I just wanted to use the word cockamamie. Cockamamie story.
Maybe he liked jail, you know? That's what they say. Gays love jail. You ever hear that?
Poor grad student is saying Richard Hatch is back in jail for just doing that interview.
He should be. I'm telling you, I'd change all the laws.
Well, I still don't understand where his logic is coming from. He didn't really explain... Who?
So did he pay his taxes? Right?
Right. Yeah.
I'm gay. You don't even understand. You guys don't understand this at all. Oh, well. Hey, speaking of fucking, you went and saw Julia's show. You give it a thumbs up or thumbs down?
I give it a thumbs up. I had a really, really good time. And they even include some of the audience members, not in an obnoxious way. You don't have to participate if you don't want to. But it was a lot of people standing and...
What's the show called?
Strip Stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it was people talking about their experiences with sex, and it was really good and very well written.
Oh. When's the first time you did it?
Sex? Is it it sex?
Yeah, that's how we talk now, yeah.
Oh, no, I thought the show.
Oh.
The show?
Yeah.
Oh, the first
no,
time
we... No, of course, sex, yeah.
Oh, 20. No, 19.
19.
Were you doing everything but until then? Yeah.
You have a show called My Whore Stories.
No. But this is the nice thing about the show. Can I share?
Yes, please.
What was the topic that we were doing? We do a different topic every month. What did you see?
The vagina topic.
No, but like people have told stories. Like I told a story about humping a beanbag chair once. So that involved... Because people are always like, what, do you go out and fuck people so you can have more stories for the show? I'm like, yep, between every... No, it's like...
Somebody goes after the show, like, hey, you want to make some material?
Yeah, or they're like, oh, what, are you naked? Oh, stripped. I'm like, yeah, idiot. But, like, people have told stories about, like, having, like... do you know Tom Shalhoub, comedian?
Yeah,
I recognize his name.
Yeah. He does an awesome story about having a crush on this girl in grade school or junior high because she had a good ass and she looked like Dorothy Hamill. You know what I mean? Like, no sex happens in the story. So it's anything from, like... sexual fantasy stuff to, you know, someone having a threesome. Like, I don't know. It's the whole...
What's the beanbag story?
Oh, I actually just had it published in New York Press. I used to hump a beanbag chair when I was a kid.
How old were you? 5?
No, more like 11. Okay. I would, like, come from school and be like, hey, beanbag. Like, I really was having, like, an affair with this chair. Like,
Are you having orgasms?
Yeah.
Wow. How on a beanbag?
Like humping it,
that.
Like sitting on it, kind of like in a froggy squat position.
Are you jealous when other people sit in the beanbag?
I gotta be honest, when I see beanbag chairs as an adult, like I for a moment I'm like, oh, it's you again. You know, like there's almost this like an ex-boyfriend sort of old lover.
How does that work? You sort of shove some it's stuff like when, like, more in?
Like when kids hump pillows.
See, but pillows are more sturdy.
No, but a beanbag, it's like hard beans. Not one that's been sat on a lot. It's got to be like a new...
Okay.
And am I wrong if a... And again, kid, this is... 11's kind of up there. If a kid's humping a pillow, it's almost like the pillow's there, right? And you're like, ooh, I feel this. You don't come home getting excited for the pillow, right?
I don't know. Why are you looking at me? Julia?
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
Were you doing it every day after school?
I was doing a lot of after school.
Now they have people that can you can marry the beanbag. Did you know
I
that?
Know. Wait, what?
It's a whole disease going on now.
Yeah.
People are marrying Eiffel Towers. They're marrying...
Oh, wait, there was something, a woman...
Ferris wheels, yeah.
The one closer. Who has a crush on the, the...
A crush? It's love. How dare
she's
you?
She's in love with the carnival ride.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that, did you guys already talk about it on air?
Yeah, but now you know. You can marry these objects. Objectum wait, sexuality.
Can... She is legally going to marry?
Not legally. Oh. Some witch doctor will marry it. But
wait, so you can marry an object, but a gay person can't marry another gay.
See how discriminating this
right? Richard Hatch,
is?
Where are you when we need you?
You think your boyfriend's a little threatened right now? Like, ooh, I could lose her to a beanbag.
This is the first time he's listened to me on air. I kind of want to switch the subject so he doesn't get upset.
You ever get cut? You think he'd be jealous of the beanbag?
No.
Do you guys have a beanbag in your house right now? He's throwing
no.
it out.
But again, if we get through Chicken Finger Tuesday, maybe beanbag chair will be the next step.
Wait, you want to switch the subject? Has he seen you doing strip stories?
Yeah, he has.
So there was.
I'm very selective about what shows he gets to come to.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he get weirded out by that?
No, we agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, Margo and I've had a discussion before of like, because you know you want to be honest and share, but you also like I wouldn't want to listen to you know 10 minutes of the person I'm with talking about.
A beanbag story?
No, the beanbag's fine, but like...
What wouldn't you want in there? What's too much?
Like, just having sex with someone else. I don't really want to hear that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd bring Luke to the
show. Yeah.
Has he ever done that? Is that weird? He never, like, jerking off in the front rows. Has he ever done that?
Again, not yet, but maybe we'll see. Maybe year two.
All right. Did anybody catch you with the beanbag? Anybody walk in on
no.
you?
No. I mean, my dad walked in once, but didn't say anything to me, but he also doesn't really talk to me, so maybe...
You ever kiss it?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
That's a good question, though.
I had a mannequin head once. My mom used to be a barber, or what do you call it? Hairstylist. And she, they
yes,
they
that's
have
what
these,
they're going to be upset about they, with you about.
Right. They have these model heads, you know, that they practice on. And we had one in our house, and I started practicing making out with it.
Oh, well, yeah, actually, I think so. Because I remember making out with, like, a pillow. Did you make out with a pillow before? Like a.
I didn't. I never understood why that's going to help me later.
I didn't think it was really practice. It was just like I would watch in the movies, like...
Yeah, they did that a
that
lot in
motion.
The movies.
And then I would be like, I wonder what that's like.
I'd make out with a pillow and then be, I'm ready for a goose. You know?
My first kiss was god-awful. And I knew it. Even though it was my first kiss, I was like, this can't be it. Because it looks so good in the movies, you know? I was dying to kiss someone. I was 15 years old.
What's that kid kissing? Pac-Man oh. kisses.
How old were you in your first kiss?
15, which I think is like old enough, you know, because people were already making out. I had to lie to this guy and said, yeah, sure, I've done this before because I felt like such a loser by then. And now that I think about it, I'm like, 15, you know, that's still young. But it's just, I felt like everybody was doing it but me.
Yeah,
everybody.
But that's young back then, but now 15-year-olds are...
Having
yes.
sex. Yeah. Oh, no, sure. And I'm sure
that first base is a blowjob nowadays.
I'm scared to have kids.
I know. I'm sure that was happening back then also. Maybe not as much as now, but...
Definitely not as much.
But I was definitely just feeling like I was the only one. And then I kissed him, and I was like, ugh. I felt like his... You know those kisses where, like, your mouth is open the whole time? You don't even give it a break, like, to just half-close it or something? Like... Ow, ow, ow.
You're just
felt
poking.
Like this. I swear to God, you can't even see me. You can hear me. And it felt like this. Ow, 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 ow. I was like, ah.
I wish you guys made those noises while you were kissing.
I should have. And then he'd be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, Allah.
He hears, I love you, I love you.
It was so
it
bad.
It does sound like, I love you, I love you.
It was so bad. And then I was like, this can't be it. But I just wanted to keep making out with somebody. I really didn't like him that much. He was a nice enough guy, but...
I still want to understand, though. So doctors have diagnosed the woman who's in love with the carnival ride as an actual thing?
Yeah, it's a disorder. Or an order, you ask me. Sometimes I think we're the crazy ones. But, yeah, there's enough people in this world that they gave it a name. They said, you fall in love with inanimate objects. You honestly think they have a soul.
Oh, I didn't think Sharon had a soul.
No?
No.
Okay. It didn't, you didn't
did
like.
Did you enjoy that it didn't have a soul?
Did you say,
yeah.
Did you say, I'll be back? Are you sitting on like the ottoman and being like, this doesn't mean nothing?
Yeah, because I'd sit on the sofa. I'd be like, don't be jealous.
Sit on the sofa, feet on the beanbag. That's just defensive.
I'm afraid that anonymous blogger guy is going to
call you a skank whore.
Yeah.
you'll get in the news. That's what you want, right?
Yes.
Let me mention this.
Would you allow your parents to come see Stripped Stories?
My mom speaks half English, and my dad absolutely not.
Do they know that you're doing it?
Yeah, my mom, the ad for the show is me and Margo in a bathtub. Like, it's this really cute, it's a cute picture. And my mom's like, my mom's funny because she acts like when I'm, you know, she's always like, oh, what you're doing is scandalous. But then she saw the picture and she goes, you look like a lesbian. Oh my God. Like, and she thought it was hilarious. Like, I think my mom's like, she's like a secret sexy lady trapped in a house coat. You know what I mean?
And your dad knows about it? Because they're old school, right? Italian?
Yeah. My dad, he's like, I know you do something. Comedy. He doesn't really know what. He doesn't really want to know. He's, like, scared.
See? This is the same as my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they know.
My mom has come to shows. She hasn't come to strip stores, but she's come to, like, stand-up shows.
Okay. What does she think about you doing her voice on stage?
Again,
you skipped it?
No. I do it. And she's like, oh, you make fun of me, huh? And then 5 minutes later, she'll be like, maybe you should say this. And then she'll say something completely ridiculous that I think she wants me to use. It was really cute because when I lived in L.A., she came to visit me. And I was working at the Comedy Store then as a comedian. And I brought her there. And she was like a celebrity. Everyone's like, oh, you're Julia's mom, because they all recognize the voice. And like, at first she was really nervous to meet people, and then she was like, I'm a big shot, you know? Like, it's interesting. I think she likes it.
That's pretty good. I guess you have to get it from somewhere, right?
Oh, my parents are hilarious. I know everyone thinks your parents are funny. My parents are ridiculous.
You think everybody thinks their parents are funny?
No. I don't know. Don't most people know?
No.
Oh, my parents are...
My father's hilarious. My mother, too, but my mother stifles herself. But my dad lets it go, and he's one of the funniest people I've ever met.
My dad's corny. My mom's funny. And then, you know, who the fuck knows? But together, I think it makes sense of what I am. But then, you know, there's five of us. We're not all the same. But... yeah, I don't think people walk around going, my parents are funny, but you know. I don't have to tell you that. They're parents. Yeah, they're hilarious.
I think most people just put their head down when their parents try to tell a joke.
Oh, can't wait till Thanksgiving where I'm going to laugh and laugh.
But my dad, I feel bad for. My dad's funny when he's not trying to be, but when he tries to be, it's like he'll keep telling you a joke over and over again. And if you laugh, you're fucked, because then he's going to tell you again because he thinks that you think he's so funny. But then if you don't laugh, he's going to keep telling you over and over again because until you laugh. So basically... you're trapped.
Can't win.
Yeah, you can't win.
Did your boyfriend meet the parents yet?
Yes.
How was it? Were you nervous?
No, not really.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's good. He had already met the sister, and the sister already gave, like, raving reviews, so it's all good.
I need to meet this boyfriend.
Okay.
You are very excited about him. He's going to record that noise and just play it to his friends.
Has he hit it from the back yet?
Come on. He's listening. No? I don't want to talk about this. He's a very private person.
You don't think he knows?
What other news stories do you have?
Let me mention adamandeve.com. You go there, use the code KATG. You get a bunch of free stuff. And the reason I mention it is because I'm looking at adamandeve.com right now, and they have a sale on beanbags.
Ooh.
Yeah. Very exciting.
They will give you 50% off of most of your purchases if you put in the code KATG, and they will also include 3 free DVDs in your order. So that's just for putting in our code KATG, adamandeve.com.
Outfits. I wonder what the most is.
What's that?
Like, I wonder what's not included in most items.
Yeah, I don't really know, but you can find out and let me know if you want.
Hmm.
And then I'll include it in the next ad. But it's most... the reason why I don't want to say all is because it's probably all, but I don't, you know...
I'm just curious if there's, like, one item. Butt plugs,
fucking rabbit.
The beanbag.
Full price, you know?
We got some stuff from Adam and Eve. It was pretty cool. I got the rabbit.
Oh.
Have you used that?
Mm-mm.
No? I'm a little scared. But a lot of people say it's really good because the ears that are supposed to do your clit up good, they could move pretty fast. But goddamn, you know what? No, I did stick the rabbit in me, but I didn't turn it on yet. And so far, so good.
It's like just the tip?
Yeah, what kind of bitch? Well, she doesn't want to raise her numbers.
Yeah. I got to be, like, anytime I hear about the rabbit, I'm a little horrified, only because you guys watch that show Cat House on HBO.
Right. Yep.
There was this one episode where the one who was like a military woman, do you know the one?
Air Force Amy. It's the rabbit that made her retarded.
Oh, my God. When she was using it and she had that, like, like, she was like, I know, well, I guess they can see me now, but, like, good God, was that horrifying. Like,
It's not just a rabbit, though. I mean, she's yeah. all drugged up. She's she was born half retarded, obviously. I mean, she has that face all the
Is
time.
Is that place still open?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, it's doing really well. Yeah.
For recession proof?
I guess so.
Well, sex is always in style.
It's doing very well for having ugly fucking women.
It doesn't really have all ugly women.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It has. It happens to have one, maybe two, that you only let go because you think, if I went there someday, it'd have to be her. Because you have ugly dogs all around them. They do not have attractive people there. They don't. I'm sorry. I know you're best friends with the owner, Hemda. I don't get why you're sticking up for the place, but it's horrible.
Well, the thing that turns me off more about that place is that, I don't know how men tolerate with this kind of... I know that you're not going there for the personality, but it just throws me off.
A creepy cocktail hour?
Yeah, just the laugh that's so fake all the time. Like, and, you know, I always like to do it. You're so sexy. That is retarded. You're fucking a retarded chick.
Is
it, you know that?
Are you sticking up for the hot women because of Dennis Hoff, the manager, asked us for an interview?
No, I just don't
that
think
that disgusting
all,
pimp.
Did he ask you for an interview?
Yeah.
To come on or what?
Yeah, and I want to talk to him. I do want to talk to him. You know, if he's answering a real things, you know, I do find the negotiating process weird, and there's some things I'd like to ask about it. But my lord, the girls,
no,
they love me. I'm like, dude.
He seems like a really sweaty person, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the word.
He right? seems sweaty. Like sweating. Winter, spring, summer, fall.
Yeah, and he keeps getting bigger. But no, it's not because of that. It's because I don't look at them and go, ew, god awful. I expected them to be more pretty, because why not?
Right.
Because, you know, it's a whorehouse. But I don't think they're disgusting.
I think they're more ugly than pretty, the vast majority of them.
I also don't think that that's your type of girl.
One that likes
what, a whore?
One that likes to fuck.
No.
One that likes to fuck for money. Strangers.
The fake, you know, too much fake shit. Like, too much makeup. Too much boob job. Too much everything.
If I'm into porn, I'd rather see the fake stuff than amateur.
But you don't seem to go for that in a girl.
Wait, aren't you
fake?
A couple?
Totally fake. Are you calling me fake?
No, I'm saying, wouldn't you know what he likes? If
you
yeah, but I'm
so.
Not going to go just by me. I'm going to go by, you know, what
but
I know about his ex-girlfriends off. It doesn't matter. He can have a history of fake everything. And he doesn't.
Interesting.
What do you think of that?
Not much.
But anyway, go to adamandeve.com. Make sure you put the code KATG in there.
A Muslim part-time model will be caned next week.
Nice! Whore!
First woman ever in Malaysia to be given the punishment under Islamic law because she pleaded guilty to drinking beer. An Islamic court in July ordered that this woman with a crazy name, so there's no point, 32, be lashed 6 times with a rattan cane. After she was caught drinking alcohol in a raid on a hotel nightclub in eastern Pahang State last year.
Shouldn't the person who gave it to her be lashed also?
This is the first case in Malaysia. It is a good punishment because under Islamic law, a person who drinks commits a serious offense.
So where was she getting it from?
I don't know. On Tuesday, they decided, hey, you have, in 1 week, we're going to cane the shit out of you. There was a raid and they caught her. She will remain in prison until they're able to carry out the caning. They'll get to it as soon as possible. I'm sure there's a lot of important paperwork that they have to do before they take the cane out. They said, don't worry, it'll be a little lighter than the one used on men because it's not used to punish anyway. It's used to educate.
Oh.
Right. Huh. That is their form of education, though.
What a country. Stay there. Don't move. Model. I wonder what this model looks
model.
Like and what you're modeling for in these Islamic countries.
Yeah, you're not allowed to show anything,
right? The latest veil. I'm trying to make it... I'm trying to go gray instead of black. I think if we go slowly as a people, it'll catch on. Oh, my whole face covered in gray. Day-ye-ye. Yesterday, we were talking about the scanners for IDs. I get disgusted sometimes. There you go. The scanners for IDs and how our friend Adam got his identification stolen, and you ended up talking about the ID that you give at clubs,
the
and they scan it.
The bouncers take your ID and they put it through a scanner.
The bar that I work at, says Punkin, has one of those ID scanner things at the door, except it actually only looks like an ID scanner. The machine can't tell if the ID is fake or not. What it does do is save the information on the ID to a computer database, which the corporate office uses to send out advertisements.
Ooh.
It's completely illegal because people just assume when a bouncer takes your ID that you have to give it to them. I would.
Of course. Right? Well, yeah, I mean...
Well, if you want to go in.
Exactly.
But if they knew what it was that it was used for advertising purposes, they could refuse. Yeah, you know what? It's like...
How are they not going to get in trouble? They're probably, they could also sell your name to advertisers. Right.
And how are you going to know? Is this one of those fucked up places?
Right.
It's like when I was a waiter and they go, I'll take the spinach. Is it the spinach with the salmonella?
But bouncers...
Yeah, I didn't think you'd ask me.
You can't even... If you even ask the bouncers, that one, he'd be like, get out. You know? Like, right. They're not going
to... Do you want to be in or not? It's my right. I don't have to... You're going to be one of those douchebags, you know? Right. No, you need at least $10 for a credit card purchase. That's against the law. You have to take it no matter what. Get the fuck out. This is my right. Goodbye.
No, but what I was talking about is if they find out that the place is doing that and sending people mail and using that illegally... They can be shut down for it. It's really worth it.
Well, she says, pretty fucked up, huh? Something to think about next time someone scans your license. Yeah, here's how I'll be thinking about it. Hope you're not stealing my info. That'll be the beginning and end of thinking about it.
Did you guys already talk about the whole, how Bob Dylan didn't have ID on him? He was walking, No,
what's this?
He was like in on a Jersey Shore town, and some lady called the police because there was a strange man walking around. It was Bob Dylan, and then the police stopped him, and he didn't have ID on him, and they didn't know who he was.
Well, he couldn't say who it was.
Yeah. How can you not know who Bob Dylan is?
I don't know. Do you think you'd recognize Bob Dylan?
Yeah, I'd recognize Bob Dylan, for sure.
I don't know. I think I could mistake him for any other old man.
When you get in the hands, as Bob Dylan.
Until he says that.
Yeah, and then I would know. Like, I don't think you're Bob Dylan. All right. Okay.
It's a good Bob Dylan.
Thank you. I do a couple people very well. That, of course, is one.
They all have to sound like Bob Dylan, though.
Cindy Adams, I do. Man walks down the street.
Who's Cindy Adams?
The gossip columnist for The Post.
Oh, I've never heard her talk.
Neither has he.
It's just like,
I'm making this up.
It's just like this. She's got her cigarettes and her dog Fifi. Guy walks down the street. In front of him, pizza place. Turns to somebody else and says, where can I get some pizza? Only in New York. Only in,
That's her sexy voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
good one. Mm-hmm.
Have you jerked off to that voice?
You should have her on your strip story show.
Yeah.
I bet she's got a couple stories.
Chris is saying you can also do Samantha from Sex and the City.
Me, the dog, peanut butter. Only in New York.
Wait, that was Samantha?
No, this is Samantha.
Oh, okay.
Darling, please. This is perfect.
Bob Dylan was the best.
Well, Bob Dylan's the best, sure. Yeah. That doesn't make my Samantha bad.
Kind of does.
I'm sorry, but sometimes bad is still good. I love penis. What? Are you upset because I'm a liberated woman?
Did you see Christina Aguilera doing Samantha on Saturday Night Live?
No. Yeah.
The best.
Better than mine, you're saying?
The best. It was amazing.
I doubt it.
You could probably Google it.
You don't think a man can do it. You think I'm being sexist. But I'm dead on. Play these side by side.
Christina Aguilera was really
I'm
good
so
at
sure.
it.
Doubt it.
All right.
She's a whore. See these videos?
Wow, really?
No, that's what a not whore does.
First time I've been offended by the show.
Not Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Hey, she's still dirty. She's dirty with like 7 R's now.
Really. And the X Tina, the triple X.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we get it. You're dirty, honey.
Wow. Now she's a mom.
She can't make it clear.
Christina Aguilera is actually talented.
Of course.
Extremely.
You can become a mom constant fucking. Hmm. Oh, she be. How did she have a baby? I'm starting a new website. Slut Singers, I know. Court.
Okay.
Got her.
.com.
Christina. That's the only one I have. By the way, Hemda, this is serious business. Starting tonight at midnight for 24 hours, they're going to be cracking down in New York about people using cell phones in their cars.
But for 24 hours only?
Then you're free to go.
Okay.
You're on probation for a day.
Using it however, right?
What other ways?
Well, because you're not allowed to talk on the phone while you're driving, but I don't think they put out the rule of the texting, which is worse than
talking.
That's
what this is about, they're saying. It's mostly about the chats.
Because I really think, and I know that you think I'm wrong, I think that you can chat on the phone and drive.
Okay, I know and they can't, for one. Hey, that's my rebuttal.
I think that's fine. I agree you can more do that than text.
Texting is horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I do it. It's horrible.
Drivers chatting on handheld cell phones are going... So maybe, you know, it says chat. Does that mean talking?
I don't know. Well, it sounds like talking, but, you know, now chatting is also typing.
Drivers chatting on handheld cell phones are going... Like, why is this new? It's been illegal for a long time.
Yeah.
Regular
and,
talking.
And I've gotten pulled over for it.
Cops are planning a 24-hour crackdown on Gabby motorist beginning at midnight tonight, slapping violators with a $130 fine. I don't think it's enough. For one day, if we're warning you, one day we're going to go insane. I say murder, but okay. $1,000 fine. $2,000 fine. Easy. $130 is plenty.
Well, I was thinking maybe you thought maybe $250, because $130 isn't so bad, but it sucks to get pulled over, and they're taking up your time, and you have to pay $130 that nobody has right now. But they are only talking about talking.
How about they take away your phone?
Oh, my God. That would be crazy. Yeah.
That'd be... You know what I've seen is on Facebook, someone updating their status being like, I'm driving to Maine. And you're like...
Is there a light right there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And who cares?
Keith, I got to say, what if a murderer's chasing her and she's driving and she had to call? Now, she gets her phone taken away.
If a murderer is chasing me, I will knock my car into a cop car.
Right.
That's fine. I don't think that we're worried about that. But I don't think that they should have given anyone a warning. And this is me, like,
I agree with you, because now everyone's going to know not to do it.
And I'm sure they're going to catch hundreds of people anyway, but why are you giving us a warning? It's already illegal, like Keith was saying. I've gotten pulled over for talking on the phone. Thank God I've gotten let go also, but I understand when I get pulled over, I know what I did right away.
Is it illegal in every state?
No. No, but in New York especially.
To talk on the phone?
Yeah, it's not illegal in every state. But what's funny is you can talk without, you can hands-free talk. Cause the
yeah,
illegal
I don't
part,
understand that.
It's not, the illegal part isn't talking on the phone. The illegal part is having your hands off the wheel and your hand to your ear.
So what about if you have your hand out of your car holding a mattress?
That should be illegal too.
Right?
Yes. That should be murder. You're scaring. You're hurting yourself. You're scaring me behind you. Mm-hmm. I'm shitting my pants.
You're kind of stupid because you think you're really
God,
holding
a
mattress.
Always being the car behind the mattress holder.
Mm-hmm.
I avoid those people.
Makes me nervous.
I've been one of those people, and I actually did hold the mattress down while the wind is just going. And as I'm doing it, I'm like, this hurts a lot.
For no reason.
Yeah, and why do I think that I'm holding a mattress down while I'm driving 30 miles an hour? Who am I? If you put a mattress in front of me and had like 30 mile wind blow on it, I'd be blown away.
Talking on phones while driving, quote, of course, is dangerous and endangers both drivers and pedestrians, is an NYPD statement. During the last time they did this for a day, it was March 12th.
Ooh, are we guessing how many they pulled over?
Yes, guess how many summonses they issued that day.
1,000. 3,600. 3,600.
300.
You're up to 1,200,000 right now.
3,200.
8,797.
Wow.
So they could be arrested anytime they want.
They got that's a lot of money for the city. I wonder if that's why they're doing it for 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, maybe they're...
Why don't you do it for, like, always?
Maybe there's other things for the cops to do.
Yeah, the Taliban. There's a war going on, Keith, and you want people to arrest people with cell phones. I think we have bigger issues. I don't know where you're living. You got all these bigger issues. I see cops sometime with nothing to do. Just arrest the texter who's driving. It takes 2 seconds.
I'm gonna get pulled over and be like, no, you didn't say anything about texting, and I'm going to hold the article. Like, no, sorry.
Whenever anything, like my dad doesn't even wear a seatbelt. Like when the seatbelt law came out that you have to wear a seatbelt, he's like, never mind. What are they going to do? I'm like, you're not. And he lets the dinging go on for like... The whole
and it continues?
I mean, usually it stops, I think, after like 20, like a long time, though, but it's ridiculous.
See, I've gotten so used to it. I really only started putting it on because it was illegal.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I started putting it on. I didn't, it's not for anticipation of a car accident, but I get it. I get it that I should be, but I did it for legal reasons. And now I'm so used to it that when I don't have it on, I feel like I'm going to
I'm sorry, your seatbelt?
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to get thrown through the windshield. It just feels naked without it now. So you
have you ever been into a car accident where your seatbelts saved your life?
No.
You have?
No. Yes.
How many times?
With Margo.
This is really?
Yeah, we had it was the same day that John Ritter died.
Now this is a sex story.
Yeah, and it was funny because Margo's like, all right, why did the universe take John Ritter and not us? We do have a purpose. But we hit we were flying all over the road. The tire exploded on her SUV. Like, remember a few years ago when tires were just exploding for no reason? Do you remember that?
I know what you're talking about with SUVs, yeah.
And the car went nuts all over the highway, and the car was totaled. We should have been dead. Not even a scratch. My mom thinks it was the Saint prayer card that she gave us.
Yeah, sure.
With the little Saint Anthony hovering over a car with light, which I actually kind of think it might have been. It was that and the seatbelts.
Wait, what? So you hit into a lot of things as you were spinning?
Yeah, we went across three lanes of traffic. Oof. We almost hit a rock wall, and there's rocks on the side of the thing, and then we hit a car. We were all over the place and nothing happened. So seatbelt. I'm an advocate
for
seatbelts.
Was it the seatbelt?
I think so.
Did you fly forward? Because I've gotten into a car accident where I'm not sure if I was wearing my seatbelt or not, but I hit into the steering wheel and then I had a mark there.
Yeah, we definitely jolted forward.
Wow. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
How do you know Margo?
College.
Okay, so you've been friends for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Enough said. Nice. Nice.
You haven't even seen the show. But indeed, nice.
If you like her, I like her. Matt B. just sent me this. Texting behind the wheel is more dangerous than driving while under the influence.
I agree, because at least drunk drivers are paying attention to the road.
More attention, right.
Right, and they're trying really hard, and I'm not condoning drunk driving. I think that's god-awful. But texters are looking down, thinking that they're looking up somehow. Oh, did you see my brother sent me this thing? It's an application for the iPhone where as you're texting, you can see through the phone.
So it's taking a camera and it's showing the camera.
Exactly.
Up front.
So it's like your the words are on top of your vision.
I think that's stupid. You're so busy. You're so busy texting all the time.
Too much.
That you got it. I'm tired. You know what it is? It's all those dumb commercials like the Craftmatic beds. It's like, you ever try to eat in your bed and they take popcorn, they throw it all over the fucking place? Well, now with this bed, I can eat a banana.
I think if you're eating in bed, that's a problem in itself, right?
So now that there's these commercials where you're walking around, you're texting, are you trying to trip it over old ladies all the time? Well, now you can see where you're going.
Oh, so you could see down.
You can see through the phone. Basically, it's your camera and your texting working together.
Do you have an iPhone?
I do.
I just got
And I have an iPhone application. If you go to iTunes and click Keith and the Girl, you get my free application.
What happens?
People are
you download it for free.
People are listening to you right now. And ironically, driving.
Oh!
And talking back to you.
Buckle up for safety. Wait, what I don't like about the iPhone is you can't text photos.
I know, it's fucked up. You can in the new one, though.
The 3G sucker.
But how do they have every other thing as possible with the iPhone, but texting photos?
They're fucking with you. You know that, honestly. They deliberately held back on it. They're holding back on all these little things. They figured out my brother, Mark, gets these phones from Japan and wherever, where they're living in 3012. And all this stuff is done. The camera's facing you, camera's facing out, everything we should have. In America, they deliberately hold things back from us. Makes
me that's
sad.
Why we have more money, no?
How do you mean?
Huh? Is because you have to now dump this phone and buy a new phone. We're just a consumer country.
They're still. They didn't reach the limit of technology in Japan. They're working on things for 2013.
Yeah, I know. They're doing it on purpose. What are you gonna do? While you drive.
No, I'm not gonna be happy. That's what I'm gonna do. Not happy about it.
Are you ever?
I have been happy. Yes. Yes. Research carried out on young drivers 17 to 24 using a simulator found that reaction time slowed by 35% when they were writing or reading text messages while driving. In comparison, reaction time deteriorated by 21% for those under the influence of cannabis and 12% for drunk drivers. So drinking wins.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
They carried out the study. The RAC Foundation also found that steering control worsened by 91% for those who were distracted by text. 91%. What's 100%? You just crashed your car? 91%? Good Lord. Now, that is some dangerous things. You really should. You gotta arrest these people immediately. Immediately. What if you're having a baby and you're trying to text the hospital? I don't care! You die, your baby dies! Why are my laws so hard to understand, people?
Hmm.
I mean, I've been getting a couple emails lately. Like, I figured this out. You can hear the tone. Keith, I found a hole in Keith's justice. Ha ha! Well, it's not even a discussion. I think, Julia, that if you commit a crime, you die.
And you've never committed a crime?
I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have. That's what people say. I'll smug like you just did.
Huh?
And that's right. And I go, you know what?
That doesn't make sense.
I say, if you litter, you die.
I hate litterers.
Thank you.
Hate them.
And they go, Keith, if I littered, I die? How does that make sense? Why you gotta litter so fucking bad, I say? What's the joy in it? It's so freeing. I understand. So I say cops had these cameras in their glasses or wherever, their hats, what have you. And that feed goes to several different other cops and justice organizations around America. So there's no tampering with video or this and that. And if everybody agrees, yes, that definitely was a crime, obviously. We walked in on this guy raping this kid. You die. Now, so you're saying, Keith, I litter. I might as well end up fucking children. That's the emails I get. Can you believe it?
I kind of agree with those emails.
That you would fuck a child while you're since you're already littered anyway. How about you just don't litter?
But I always, whenever I see someone littering, I always pick it up and go, oh, you dropped this.
Ooh, passive aggressive.
Right?
And they go, thank you?
They usually ignore me and walk away.
Right.
Or they have like crazy eyes, killer eyes, and I run.
I would love for that to happen. I turn around and go, no, but thanks so much.
Yeah, right? I was on the subway a couple of days ago, and this girl goes to like her friend or whatever. She goes, damn, someone's got to wear this skirt all pulled up high. It's about me.
Wow.
And she was very scary looking. And thank God it was my stop when she said it, because I turned around and go, I heard you, fucking bitch. And then I ran off the train and like ran. So I showed her.
Yeah, I wouldn't like, I don't, even if I'm the asshole, I wouldn't like that passive aggressive stuff. Like if I drop something, she goes, you dropped something. I go, oh, thanks. And I deliberately throw something else on the floor. I dropped that too. Thanks, janitor. Hey, maid, I'm going to be dropping more shit up and down 32nd Street. And let me mention this, by the way, for pre-sale available. You want to be the first ones to get them. The new DVD of mine, Culture Shock.
You can buy the new DVD or CD and or CD, Keith's Culture Shock. And my new CD, the prank CD called Clowned by the Girl. And it was available for pre-sale until today. Now it's officially on sale. So, and luckily for us, because we're all out of cozies, so anyone who bought it between now and when we first announced it, you guys are all going to get a free cozy in your order. Everybody else is going to get the CD and DVD anyway. So
go.
Why not purchase it? KeithandTheGirl.com/store.
Outstanding. Julia, what's the big deal?
About me?
Yeah, you going to do a show coming up or what?
I have shows in Boston August 29th and 30th, part of the Boston Comedy Festival. Go to BostonComedyFestival.com if you want to see me in Boston. Next Strip Stories is in New York, September 10th. StripStories.com. And then you can always go to JuliaRazzi.com for other stuff.
Now, you're saying Julia Razzi is under construction right now. Does that mean that it's not?
No, you can go. There's a photo and just links to other stuff. Okay. But it's being redesigned, so it'll be sexier very soon.
Oh.
Yeah. More strippier?
No, just cuter and nicer. It's stupid. I did it by myself. It's HTML. I don't want to talk about it. Just go to JuliaRazzi.com.
Do you use HTML based? Are you a frames girl? Or
I have
you
someone
like to,
redesigning it. Oh, I thought you were asking for real, and I was like, I don't know what to say.
Hey, did you see District 9? It's fantastic.
No, I'm supposed to.
It's so good. I recommend you invite all your friends.
Okay.
Did you like it?
No, I did not.
I despised it.
And really?
And everybody say it looks like I owe Christian $10. Everybody's saying I'm insane.
Did you see it?
I didn't. I don't really have much of an interest in that kind of movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what would make me go see it. I really have no patience.
But not only are people just saying my opinion's wrong, I'm a fucking idiot for not liking this. This movie is so fucking brilliant. They go, Keith, well, you got to admit, I love that, ain't I? You got to admit, though, that it's a fantastic action movie. It's like, okay, if like it's like jazz, maybe by all, it's a fantastic action movie by all the action that's not there, maybe. I was bored shitless, but everybody's saying I'm wrong. So what the fuck do I know? What do I know?
Great way to end the show.
Well, one more thing. Andy from Tampa is saying, I'm submitting feedback from the iPhone app while driving right now. This show just taught me to go to the bar instead. You're welcome. And if you want the Keith and the Girl app, like I said, you can go to iTunes and just do a search for Keith and the Girl, or you can go to keithandthegirl.com/app.
There you go. Julia, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye. keithandthegirl.com